Next, we're going to meet a little girl in Huntsville, Alabama. She was born without fingers on one hand. And now, thanks to 3D printing technology, she has an affordable prosthetic. As Dan Carson of member station WBHM reports, her story is one example of life-altering changes on the horizon.
Kate Burkholz is a smiley, active 2-year-old who's happy to have a new tool that helps her pick things up. Right now, she's trying very hard to hold still before a gymnastics class.
Can you tell me your name?
Kate Burkholz.
Do you like to run around and play here?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Those fast feet hint at hurdles for people who need or manufacture pediatric prosthetics. Kids are hard to keep still for fittings. They reject things. They lose things. Most consistently, they grow. And prosthetics made in traditional ways are expensive, says tech entrepreneur Jason Hundley.
The barrier to entry is, you know, the cost for the normal industry. You're talking something that's in the 5-figure range. You're talking like the price of a car. That's crazy. Especially, you know, when it's going to not be useful in 6 months to a year.
Enter 3D printing. This is the microwave oven-sized printer that made Kate's plastic hand. Since key patents expired several years ago, printers like it are much cheaper. Basic models are a few $100s. Small businesses, researchers, and regular people have them. That and expertise from Hundley's firm are why Kate has a working, affordable prosthetic. Here's Kate's mom, Jessica Burkholz.
This is huge for our family and for other families because it's not a commitment. It's not, you know, fighting with an insurance company or spending thousands of dollars on a prosthesis that your kid might not want or use. She loses one, and it's not that big a deal. It's $5, and so I can call over to Jason, and he can print us a new one for $5.
Jason Hundley's firm, Zero Point Frontiers, took on the project for free with the goal of sharing the design. Intern Sean Betts did much of the work with help from company engineers and an online design archive called Thingiverse. Now that Betts has refined several prototypes, he says making a hand for Kate is easy.
A day or two to print one out and assemble it. You've got to print out all the parts and then just pop some pins in place and run some wires through it. But it's a very simple process.
Kate bends her wrist to pull those wires and plastic fingers grasp. The ease of 3D printing means low cost, low risk, and high adaptability. The plans can be scaled up as children grow, or customized to fit unique limbs, or even unique situations. Hundley plans to make a paddle when Kate learns to swim, but that's not all.
We've talked about modularizing it, you know, for lack of a better term, like a Swiss Army knife. We're talking maybe just make a locked hand so she can ride a bike. And you could do that with a 3D printing because my cost of printing the plastic on that is like 60 cents. Print it, see if it works. If it doesn't work, interchange it.
That's doable because there's no packaging, no shipping, no factory, and no paying engineers to find the cheapest way to make, say, 10,000 units to recoup all those costs. Again, Jason Hundley.
When you can get a fully automated, robotic, neural-controlled prosthetic for $5, that'll be fun.
How far away is that?
Probably about 10 years.
Researchers have already connected sensors to nerves so people can feel through prosthetics. And some are gearing up to print organs. But right now, a simple plastic printed hand is making a little girl and her parents happy as she picks things up in ways she couldn't before. For NPR News, I'm Dan Carson.